a lot of folks believe that once you lose your eyesight, participating in fun things and enjoying games and so on with friends and family, especially like grandchildren, might be off limits to you, but we're all here to tell you that it isn't. And I want to introduce you to a wonderful service that's available to you. And I'm going to ask Emily Gibbs to come forward and tell us all about 64-ounce game.
Hi, thank you so much. My name is Emily Gibbs, and my husband is Richard Gibbs. And he is just in the other room. He'll be here in just a second. And we, together, we created 64-ounce game. So I'm a teacher of blind students, and so I know Braille, and my husband knows Braille. And we have always loved board games. Board games have always been a really important part of our lives. And when we were in Louisiana, I was getting my master's, I always had a bunch of blind friends, and none of our friends could ever play the games that we loved. And so when we were looking at making a board game ourselves, we realized that the first thing that absolutely had to do was get it in Braille and make sure that our friends were able to play it with us. And so that's really how 64-ounce games was formed, really what we came up with and why we started this. That's our mission, is for everyone to be able to have the same experience and to be able to play the board games that we love. And so on our website, we offer a lot of huge variety of games. We offer over 150 games. When you think of games, you might think of like Monopoly, or you might think of Scrabble or Scattergory, but really there's a huge variety of games out there. There's games that you play together and like competitive, where you're fighting against people, but there's also games that are cooperative, where you're working together for a common goal. There's word games, the drafting type, which means that you are taking one card and passing it, trying to collect those
sets or some other sequence of cards.
We try to offer one really good example of all the different kinds of games on our website. And so Richard has just arrived. This is my husband, Richard. He is a life skills teacher. He's really the brains behind 64-ounce games.
Well, I don't know about that. I thought I was brawn. Yeah, it's important for me to make as many games as I can accessible. And because I really truly believe in Braille as a learning media. And I think that it opens up doors to everything. Having things available in Braille is very important, and making sure that people can experience what they need to experience. They can experience the games as close as possible to what is normally done. Our kits, I don't know how much my wife has talked about it, are generally made up of transparent Braille stickers. So you receive a package from us, you'd buy the game separately, and you would take the kit and you'd put stickers on all the cards or the boards or whatever there is with the game. And then you would assemble it together, and then blind and sighted people can play together. But for the most part, you're going to be playing blind and sighted people together. So that is really a core thing that we try to do, and we try to make the experience the same. Now, what we include in the kit varies a lot based on what the game actually is. But it's whatever is necessary to make that experience as close as possible to the original experience. Some of our games have transparent thermoformed overlays. Some of our games have extra Braille dice. Some of our games have 3D printed pieces. Whatever is necessary to get that core experience from the games in a non-visual format.
We love to really recommend games, and we try to give a personal touch, because I know that sometimes it can be overwhelming. I mentioned we have 150 games on our website, and really, if you don't know what any of those games are, you go and you don't know what to search for, you don't know what to look for. So really, we offer our email address and our phone number to our clients. And so if you're interested in getting a board game or getting started, we always try to talk about what kind of games you like, what kind of games you might be interested in, and we always recommend things in order to make the process a little bit easier for you. This is the Blind Seniors Group, and I know some of you have been blind for a really long time. I know some of you have just become blind. As a teacher of blind students, I think that using games to learn Braille is one of the best and easiest ways that you can practice Braille. We have a lot of games that have very limited Braille. They might just have a few numbers on them. We have one game that only has 12 cards in the whole deck. And so it's a great way to practice, get Braille that is expected and repetitive. And so you can learn how to recognize those Braille characters. That's one of the basic tenets of how to learn to read and how to learn Braille is to practice and do something that's repetitive and fun. And so we truly believe that by playing games, that's one of the best and easiest ways to increase your Braille skills. We suggest
without being a chore.
So are there any questions?
Shelley?
5 second rule. Have you ever heard of that game, the 5 second rule? It's like got a deck of cards with it. Those cards have things like you're supposed to think of, say, 3 NFL football teams, and you're supposed to do it in 5 seconds. Uh-huh. And you draw a card. Now, would you take a game like that and have the cards already brailled?
So we don't have that particular game, but yes, that is the kind of game that we make accessibility kits for. We might make a braille sticker for each card. And so to assemble, you would take the stickers and put them on each card. And so every card would have braille on it. And what mm-hmm. I love about doing these talks, and I'm so glad you invited us, is we always hear about new games that we want to add to our catalog. And I think that would be a perfect game mm-hmm. to add because it sounds like it's really easy and fun. Some music games like Encore, where mm-hmm. you have to kind of think of a song and sing it. Melissa Riccobono is the one who recommended that to us. We're thrilled to add it to the catalog because it is a very fun game.
That definitely sounds like a game that we could add in the future. We don't have any plans to add it right now, but we could definitely put that on our possible list. With the games, usually what we do is someone will recommend them, or I'll play them somewhere, or I'll just find them, and then I will sit down and I will braille it. It's just a matter of having enough time in the day to get as many games as possible, because we're all print on demand. We don't keep a stock of games. When someone orders it, we emboss it, we put it together in a kit and ship it. The main cost to offer more games is just my time. But we try to do as many as we possibly can.
So you don't have a storehouse then of games available for people to just purchase?
Well, we do, but it's all digital. So you go onto our website, games that we have, and then we make it for you. All of the games on our website are available anytime. We just have to make it before we send it out.
This is Michael. What are some of your popular ones?
The most popular game that we offer is Cards Against Humanity. That's a adult-only game. It's actually one of our easiest kits now because it's printed on index cards. So that game you don't actually need to do any assembly for at all.
When he says adults-only, he means it. It's the most popular game we have, but it is a very dirty game. I always like to, you know, make sure that people understand that when we're saying adults only, we mean adults only.
More kid-friendly, we have Apples to Apples. We have a game called Castle Panic that sells quite well. Sushi Go, which is a card drafting game.
Apples to Apples is a game where you get adjectives. So it might say quiet or interesting or smart. And then you have to match those adjectives with a noun by voting. So the noun might be President Barack Obama. And then everyone picks a adjective that they think describes that. Adjective might be smart. And then so you have to pick a noun out of your card hand that you think best describes smart.
The person whose turn it is picks. So they'll be looking at 3 different cards that were turned in and picking the one that the judge thinks is the best. So there's a meta game that you can play during it where you have to think, all right, this is Emily. I know how she votes for things that are funny. So you want to play to whoever the judge is. So you get to know people a little bit and what they will vote for, because if you're paying attention to who the judge is, you can do better in the game.
Right. And Apples to Apples was the original game. It is the everyone version of Cards Against Humanity. Cards Against Humanity is the exact same game. It just uses adult humor. When he mentioned Castle Panic is a game where you are all working together to fight monsters and save a castle. So the monsters keep coming. Every round, more monsters spawn and they move forward. And you're working together as a team to make sure that those monsters don't destroy your castle walls.
One of our games that sells pretty well is Ticket to Ride. It's a game where it has a big clear plastic braille overlay and you put trains on the board.
It has a big map of the United States, and you are making routes with trains from one place to the other, and you get points based on card route. This route might say Seattle to Miami, and so you might get 25 points for that route, but then at the same time that you might also get points for how many trains long your route is. So every 6 train extension you have in your route, you get more points for as well. So you, in order to make that a kit, we've used a big plastic overlay on the map, and we have an alternative way to use the trains. But the game itself is a big map with lots of train routes.
So if you're interested in geography or something, this is a tactile map that you can use too, because it shows you the United States, roughly. It's a, they took some artistic license with locations of a few things, but that's just to make it fit with the thing. But it's pretty close to the map of the United States. So that is one popular game that we do offer too.
And so this has also been a good example of how we offer different types of games. So we try to offer different types to give a lot of different variety and different options, because there are so many different games out there.
Right. We have games for kids that you might be interested in playing with your grandkids or something like that. Or we have games that are more geared towards teens or adults. So a lot of different games. We say board games because we just generalize it in a group. But to be perfectly honest, the majority of our games are card games, and they don't all have boards.
We also offer Sorry and Candyland and Chutes and Ladders. So those kind of quintessential kids games that maybe you haven't ever seen in Braille before.
And we also have some more obscure kids games that I personally think are better games,
but
they're not as popular.
Honestly, they're more fun, but they aren't nearly as ubiquitous.
Okay, so that's a good follow-up question. What would you say are some of your favorite games that you think are great games? If someone says, look, 150, I don't know what to choose, what would you... some you'd recommend that you believe are some of your best games?
I think that one of our best games is Dominion. That's my favorite game.
So Dominion, it's a card game where you, it's called a deck builder. So in front of you, you have 10 different piles of cards.
And they're different every game.
You use the cards in your hand and you start out with 7 coins and 3 victory points. And you use those 7 coins to purchase cards off the table in front of you to build a deck in your hand in order to beat the other person.
Right. Everyone has a separate deck that they're building.
Right.
So if you build a good deck, then you get more, you can put more victory points and stuff into it. But what's cool about that game is that as you put victory points in it, they don't do anything else. So your deck slows down. So it has a comeback mechanic built right into the way that it works. And different cards do different things. And you have to look at the whatever's offered in that particular game and figure out the best way to combo things with one another. So it's a game where if you do it right, you feel really clever.
Yeah. Everyone starts with the same cards, but your decks are incredibly different by the time that game is over. One of my favorite games, it doesn't require any Braille at all. Instead, it uses a tactile board, and it's called Suro. And it's a very quick game, and you're using the tactile board. You have a piece, and you start on one of the edges, and your job is to make sure that your piece doesn't fall off the board while you are making everyone else fall off the board. So you're building paths, and you have to follow those paths to the end. And I like it because it's really strategic. You have to know where you're going and where other people are going, but it's also very quick, so you can play several rounds at one time. One game might take 10 minutes, but you immediately want to play it again because you want to see if you can beat the other person. Really easy, fun, replayable game.
Another game that's really great is Can't Stop. It's a game where it's a push-your-luck game where you keep rolling dice. And you're trying to get as far as possible. So you have a bunch of different lanes you can go into, and there are only a few slots that you can do dice with. And as you get farther into the game, it becomes less and less possible that you're going to actually roll it. It's a push your luck, make sure you don't bust type game. It's really simple, easy to learn. So a lot of our games are simple and easy to learn, but have a lot of strategy and a lot of really thinking about it. You're every decision. I like games where hopefully the smartest player will win most of the time, but there's enough luck involved that anyone has a chance to win.
I wouldn't say that all our games are like that, but those are Richard's favorite games. Right. We offer a large variety. One fun game is Blockus. We actually gave versions to the Bell Academy last year, and it's a game with Tetris-shaped pieces, so they're built in squares, and so there's lines of squares with pieces jutting out, and you have to make if you're on a tactile grid, and your job is to see if you can get as many pieces of yours fit on that board, and whoever has the most pieces fit on the board wins. And again, it's another Braille game that doesn't require any Braille. Our catalog of accessibility kits is 150 games, but our personal collection is probably well into 400. We might have a little bit of a board game problem.
Tell us how you came up with the name 64 Ounce Games.
So my husband and I are big Game of Thrones fans. We were fans of the books before the show ever came out. And in Game of Thrones, every family has a symbol that represents that family. And so we were sitting around talking to our friends Wednesday about Game of Thrones and talking about, you know, what would be the Gibbs family symbol? If we had a symbol that represented House Gibbs, what would it be? And we were talking and throwing options, and our friend said, well, you know, if it was House Gibbs, it would be a big gulp cup because Richard loves root beer. And so that's where 64-ounce games comes from. Sign of House Gibbs is a big gulp cup.
Right, and that's part of our logo.
Is a big cup with a straw.
Braille's really important, but some of our folks, the newly blinded, they haven't really thought about Braille yet or really learned that yet. So what are some games that are just more tactile in nature as opposed to Braille?
We don't have as big a catalog of those, but we do have a section of our website that is called Minimal Braille that may have either no Braille or just like numbers or something like that.
Probably our two best games that doesn't use Braille at all, which would be Suro and Blockus, and those are the two great games that I described. We also have some other games that have minimal Braille. Maybe a game only has 12 cards that you can memorize or only has numbers.
This is Judy. When you say you can memorize them, if you do that, do you have to know which card is which to play the game?
Yeah, you would have to know which card is which, and you would have to be able to read the Braille to some extent. Like, we have a game called Coup that there are 5 different roles. There are 3 copies of each role. Once you know what they do, you can learn it. You can play it real quick, but you might need to memorize 5 words in Braille. If you can memorize those 5 words and you know what the rest of the card says, if you read one thing, then you'd be able to know it and play the game just like anyone else.
Shelley?
With individuals learning Braille for the first time using card games, say in minimal amounts of Braille, are good ways to learn what Braille is, because with the alphabet, the first 10 letters of the alphabet can be numbers. Oftentimes that's a good small amount of Braille to get familiar with and be able to utilize for games.
June?
Yes, I would like to know your web address.
That's a great question. Our web address is 64ozgames.com.
64ozgames.com.
We offer some Braille learning tools as well. That's something that we're getting into, and we just actually bought the domain 64ouncebraille.com. Right now it goes to the same website, but we're going to be creating things to help people learn Braille and use Braille more and more. Absolutely. That's going to be one of the directions that we're going with our business.
Right now we have several Braille teaching tools and Braille learning tools. And so if you want to go and look at that, you can. We have Twin Cells and Pop Cells that will help you create Braille and we'll be able to practice as well. Thank you so much for having us.
Well, we'll go ahead and give your phone number, because I know some of our folks are phone only. So give your contact info.
Absolutely. My phone number is 586-489-6017. And if you're interested and you want to order over the phone, we can talk about what games you might want, and I can put an order through for you that way as well.
Email address is I'm Richard@64ozgames.com, and Emily is Braille@64ozgames.com.
You can interact with friends. It doesn't have to always be grandchildren. You know, if you have neighbors or if you live in an apartment complex or an assisted living place, this is a great way to develop friendships and to have a wonderful time. Out of 150 some odd games, surely you can find something you like. When our grandchildren come over, they always play some sort of a crazy game that I don't know anything about with their grandparents. And their grandmother can do quite well with it, and I usually drag up the rear on that. But anyway, we have a great time doing it, and this is a great opportunity for each of you to find ways of joining in with entertainment, and blindness does not have to end that part of your life. Richard and Emily, I want to thank you guys, and I hope maybe people will give you a call or whatever, contact you, and maybe with some questions. And who knows, you know, games make great gifts, and there's always birthdays coming around, and thank you very much.